Ukraine says it will not repay more than $3 billion in loans that were due to Russia this weekend, despite threats of a court case and possible tensions with the International Monetary Fund, Stefan Boss reports.
Speaking at a televised government session, Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk made clear that Russia would not receive repayment for a $3 billion debt Eurobond by this weekend. He claimed the decision was made because Moscow refused to agree to terms already accepted by other international creditors. He says after Russia refused to accept our offer despite our attempts to reach a restructuring deal, the government is now imposing a moratorium on the repayment of the $3 billion debt to Russia. Prime Minister Yatsenyuk adds that Ukrainian government also imposes a moratorium on the repayment of $507 million that two Ukrainian companies, Pivnetny Bank and Ukravtotor, have to pay to Russian banks. He says the payment of more than $3.5 billion has now been suspended until Ukraine makes restructuring proposals or a relevant court decision is made. We are ready for court proceedings with Russia. However, Russian President Vladimir Putin has already made clear that Russia will launch a court procedure against Ukraine after he was informed about the situation by the Russian finance minister. President Putin says the deadline for the payment of the $3 billion loan is due soon. We know about everything related to it. And later he adds, why can't these risks be shared to 4 years? I can't understand that. Well, all right, then sue them. Analysts say Ukraine's move could jeopardize crucial loans that Ukraine has been receiving from a $17.5 billion bailout deal with the International Monetary Fund. The IMF recently warned it can continue to lend to countries behind debt payments only as long as the country is trying in good faith to reach a deal. Relations between Ukraine and Russia soared after Moscow annexed the Crimean Peninsula in March last year and threw its backing behind separatist rebels in eastern Ukraine. Ukrainian leaders have also accused Moscow of sending troops and weapons to the east, a claim the Kremlin has denied. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.